This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and Vietnam have signed multiple agreements in areas including digital technology, rare earths, medical regulation, public sector audit, digital payments, and culture and tourism. The MOUs were inked after talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vietnam's President Tho Lam in New Delhi. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Modi announced that both nations have decided to elevate their ties to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership following wide-ranging discussions. India and Vietnam have agreed on a new trade goal of $25 billion by 2030 and are looking to reinforce cooperation at the level of governments and businesses for increasing two-way trade, investment and technological partnership. The joint statement on enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Vietnam said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Vietnam Tho Lam have emphasized the need to further enhance bilateral trade in a balanced and mutually beneficial manner. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has held talks with his Surinamese counterpart Melvin Buva in Paramaribo. The Indian and Surinamese delegations engaged in a comprehensive review of India-Suriname relations under the aegis of the 9th Joint Commission meeting. They covered trade, investment, defense and energy, development assistance and capacity building, health and mobility, culture and people-to-people exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the outcomes of their deliberations will further deepen and diversify India-Suriname ties. West Bengal BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari's personal assistant Chandranath Rath has been shot dead in Doharia area of Madhyam Gram. Eyewitnesses say bike-borne assailants followed his car and opened fire. Rath was rushed to a nearby hospital where he was declared brought dead. The driver was also injured in the attack. Senior BJP leaders, including Suvendu Adhikari, reached the spot. Newly elected Barakpur MLA Kaustubh Bagchi has alleged that the murder was planned by Mamata Banerjee and Abhishek Banerjee. The swearing-in ceremony of the new BJP government in West Bengal will be held on the 9th of this month at Brigade Parade Ground. Our correspondent reports preparations within the state administration have reached a peak following the declaration of the election results and ahead of the swearing-in of the new government. Union Minister for Port, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal has reviewed the progress of the National Maritime Heritage Complex in New Delhi. The project is being developed at Lothal and aims to showcase India's rich maritime legacy and civilizational links with the seas. Mr. Sonowal has set July this year as the deadline for completion of Phase 1. During the review meeting, the minister emphasized collaboration with neighboring and maritime nations, including ASEAN countries, to highlight shared oceanic heritage. He said, India has already signed 10 MOUs with countries including the Netherlands, Denmark, Germany, South Korea, the UAE, Portugal, Vietnam, Oman, Israel, and Thailand. Four more countries, Italy, France, Myanmar and Cambodia, are likely to sign the MOUs for collaboration in developing NMHC as a global center of maritime history, he added. United States military says it has intercepted and disabled an Iranian-flagged oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman after it allegedly tried to breach a U.S.-enforced maritime blockade. U.S. Central Command said the vessel, identified as MT Husna, was moving through international waters towards Iran. Multiple warnings were issued, but the crew did not respond. A U.S. Navy F-A-18 fighter jet from the USS Abraham Lincoln fired 20mm rounds, disabling the tanker's rudder. There has been no immediate response from Iran. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that Nashik will emerge as a major growth engine in the coming years with projects worth 33,000 crore rupees launched for the Kumbh Mela. Addressing the closing ceremony of the Kumbh Udyog Sangam and Nashik Investment Summit 2026, he said the city will witness rapid and sustained development. Union Ministry of Tribal Affairs has convened a national review meeting with senior officials from central ministries and state tribal welfare departments to assess progress on key initiatives including the Dharti Aba Janajatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan and the Pradhan Mantri Janajatiya Adivasi Mahanyay Abhiyan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.